Don't touch that dial. Listen, Goof. This Blondie story is called Storm in a Teacup. You know, in every town, there is one policeman who enjoys arresting people more than is absolutely necessary. The Bumstead's hometown would be an exception if it weren't for a recent addition to the force named Officer Bill Joyce. Business had been bad with him, and he's itching for action when he notices Blondie and Harriet Woodley standing on the corner. Blondie has her handbag open and is hunting through it for let's listen.
Well, Harriet, dear, I clipped the ad for the sale out of the paper, and I put it in my handbag here somewhere. It's right there. Oh, was that it that blew away?
No, that was just a cleansing tissue.
Hey, lady!
Who was that? Was that someone yelling at us?
Oh, it's that policeman, but I don't know which one of us he means. We're both ladies, aren't we?
Well, most of the time.
Hey!
Oh, Harriet, that's that policeman who's been causing so much trouble. The other day he tried to arrest little Alvin Fuddle for taking a bread knife to be sharpened.
Oh.
Carrying concealed weapons. Oh, here he comes.
Hey, lady, what's the idea of littering up the street?
To whom are you talking to?
Not you. You.
Oh. Will you please get your finger out of my face?
If you're going to point your finger at people, you ought to wash it first.
Listen, answer my question. What's the idea of littering up the street?
What in the world are you talking about, officer?
That cleansing tissue you threw into the street.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
Well, I didn't throw it in the street. It just blew out of my handbag.
That's right, just like this.
Yes.
I wasn't talking to you.
Well, you are now, and stop poking your finger at me or I'll bite it off.
Hey, look out.
Well, keep your distance. Oh, come on, Harriet, let's go.
Not so fast, lady. I seen the whole thing.
Well, you've seen it wrong.
Oh, maybe there's something wrong with my eyes.
Yes, your hat ought to be pulled down over them.
Now, Harriet, well, probably he makes me mad.
Yes, I know, but...
Well, I'd just like to stamp my heels on the toes of his great big flat feet.
Hey, now listen.
Oh, now that wouldn't do us any good, Harriet. Officer, there's no point in carrying this any further. I didn't throw that into the street, and no one's going to make me say I did.
Well, you could have picked it up.
It blew away.
You could have run after it.
If you were a gentleman, you would have run after it for me.
Oh, now I'm not a gentleman.
Well, I'm glad to hear you admit it.
Blondie, now you're doing it.
Well, I'm getting mad, too.
Lady, maybe you don't know there's a city ordinance against littering up the street. You can go to jail for it.
Oh. Well, look over there. There's an old newspaper sailing along. It's 20 times larger than my cleansing tissue. Why don't you hunt down the person it blew away from? Maybe you could have him sent off for life.
Oh, being funny, huh?
Well, now you've had your fun heckling us. So you can just trot back where you came from and spend the rest of the day being disagreeable to other people.
Oh, that settles it. I'm going to have to make an example of you. You can't throw stuff in the street around him and get away with it.
Maybe you don't realize it, but you're littering up the streets yourself.
Oh, yeah? How?
Just by standing in it.
So, lady, you're under arrest.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Bumstead.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Dithers.
J.C. Dithers Construction Company. J.C. Dithers speaking.
Hello, Mr. Dithers. It's Blondie.
Oh, hello, Blondie. You want to talk to Dagwood or an intelligent man?
Now, Mr. Dithers.
Just my little joke, Blondie. I feel smart as a whip today.
Yeah, whips haven't been used for 30 years.
Bumstead.
Yeah, well, let me talk to Blondie. She's my wife.
Well, it's my phone.
Yeah, but Blondie paying for the call.
But it's on company time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, here he is, Blondie.
Hello, Blondie.
Hello, Dagwood.
Hey, where are you?
I'm in jail.
Oh, that's good. Are you having a nice end? You where?
Dagwood, I've been arrested.
Arrested?
By that sour-looking policeman with the red face.
Now, listen here, Mrs. Bumpkin.
You keep out of my telephone call or I'll get good in there.
Hey, hello, hello, Blondie.
Well, you have to be a little more respectful.
Oh, Blondie, hello. Who was that?
That was the sour-looking policeman with the red face.
Oh, that's enough. That goes for official business only.
Bumpkin, what's going on?
Oh, just a second, please, Mr. Dithers. Hello. Hello, Blondie. Are you still there, huh?
Yes, Dagwood. Will you come down here right away?
Oh, I'll be right down, honey.
Goodbye, dear.
Yeah, goodbye. Oh, my gosh, Mr. Dithers. Blondie's in jail.
What's she in for? Cattle rustling?
Yeah. No, she didn't say, but I don't think it could be that.
Bubs, are you serious?
Yeah, Blondie's in jail.
Well, what are we standing around here for? Let's go down to the police station and get a parole.
Yeah.
I know. We'll slip her a file in a cake and spring her.
Yeah.
Woodley went on to the jail at Ormandy. And that Officer Joyce brought me here to the station and put me in this room. Imagine, arresting me for littering up the street. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Neither am I, let me add. I'll go in there and pin his ears back with his own badge. He's not going to get away with this.
Dagwood, calm down.
I won't calm down.
Calm down, dear.
Okay, Blondie.
Now, let me handle this. You've got to be tactful with the police.
Yeah.
Particularly nowadays. Fewer people are driving, there aren't as many accidents.
Oh, yeah.
And the cop doesn't have as many swell opportunities to blow his top off.
Yeah.
The poor guy is probably just frustrated.
Not this one. I'm always hearing from one of the girls at the women's club about something he's done. He's just looking for trouble.
Well, Dagwood and I will go in and have a chat with Officer Joyce.
Yes. Yeah.
You just relax and take it easy and read something.
Well, there's nothing in here to read except the police gazette.
Oh, that's not supposed to be read. You just look at the pictures.
Oh.
When we come back, remind me to tear off the cover. My office needs a pin-up girl.
Oh, J.C., I think that's Officer Joyce right over there.
Oh, nice, happy-looking fellow.
Yeah.
Looks like a talent scout for a cemetery. Now, Bumstead, let me do the talking. This requires someone with diplomacy.
Yeah, well, in that case, I'll talk to him.
Bumstead, you want to ball this thing up?
Well, if someone's going to do it, it might as well be me, J.C.
Just keep quiet and watch me handle it. Oh, Officer Joyce?
Yeah?
I want to talk to you about this business of arresting Mrs. Bumstead. I'm sure you didn't mean
to. Oh, yes, I did. I seen her do it with my own eyes.
Well, you wouldn't be likely to see her do it with someone else's eyes.
Bumstead, keep out of this.
Yeah. Oh.
Officer, weren't you unnecessarily severe in arresting?
No, I wasn't.
Well, you see, it was just an accident.
It wasn't no accident. She done it deliberate.
Done it deliberate. Who smuggled you out of kindergarten?
Oh, hey.
What was that?
Well, I just wanted to point out...
There's a law against it, see? Litter in the street.
Yes, but you see...
I don't want to discuss it no more.
You might at least let me finish one sentence.
Now, Mr. Diddy...
Now, don't stop at me or you'll get a sentence that'll take 30 days to finish.
Oh, I will, eh?
Yeah, now, Mr. Diddy, please calm down.
Huh? I am calm!
Please, officer, if you'll let me explain...
And I don't want none of your lips, neither.
Oh, thank you.
See here, officer. Mrs. Bumstead...
Now, don't try to talk me out of it, Buster.
Who are you calling Buster? I'm J.C. Dillers of the J.C. Dillers Construction Company.
Prices to fit all budgets.
Yes, prices to fit all budgets.
Quiet! Oh, no, excuse me.
Now, look, officer. I happen to have a few influential friends.
Now, threatening me, eh? I got a good notion to arrest you, too.
Well, I'd like to see you do it.
No, Mr. Diddy. Don't tease him. He's the sensitive type. Look at him.
Well, I'm not going to be browbeaten by this brainless nincompoop.
That's
enough. Personally, I think the space between your ears is stuffed with fuzz.
Okay. You're under arrest.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. Don't arrest Mr. Diddy. He didn't really mean it.
I did, too.
I'll apologize for it.
Oh, no, you won't.
But, Mr. Diddy, this is getting Blondie. This isn't getting Blondie out of hock. I mean, out of jail.
Oh, he can't arrest me. Oh, what's the charge?
Threatening an officer of the law?
Never heard of it.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Well, you're the law, and you're certainly ignorant.
That did it.
A fine policeman. Why, you're a disgrace, you big, flat, fat feet.
Okay, Buster. You're going into that room, too.
Now, let go of me. You can't do this to me.
Help! Help! Bumstead, call a cop.
Well, isn't one of them enough trouble?
Help, please! Okay, get in there.
Yeah, wait, do you mind if I go in there, too?
No, go ahead.
Hey, don't tell me!
Well, Mr. Diddy, how did you come out?
Never mind how I came out. You saw the way I came in.
Mr. Diddy used a little too much diplomacy. He tried to spread it on with a baseball bat.
Yes, Blondie, I too am in the clink.
Yeah.
What?
I can't understand how it happened. I just can't understand it, how it happened I didn't get arrested.
Well, that puzzles me too, dear.
Huh?
You know, Mr. Ditters, I wouldn't mind being arrested for parking overtime or something like that, but being arrested because a little piece of paper flew out of my handbag onto the street, and particularly when I was on my way to a good sale, well, there's going to be trouble, that's all.
I'm just waiting until we come up in front of Mayor Snipes. I'm going to blow up right in his face.
Oh, Harriet.
Oh, hello, Hattie.
Hello, Blondie. The sale was awful. Everything was gone by the time I got there.
Oh, that makes me so mad.
Me too. Well, I just dropped in to chat and find out if there's anything I could get you. I thought maybe you could use a hacksaw, a cold chisel, and a crowbar.
Yeah.
I could sneak everything to you in a golf bag.
Oh, no, Harriet. That's very sweet of you, but I do have sort of an idea. Let me whisper it to you.
Okay, Blondie.
Yeah, well, what is it, Blondie?
I'm not going to tell you, name. You just laugh at me.
Oh, go ahead. We need a good laugh.
Never mind. Now, here, Harriet, listen. Oh, my. Will you do it? You bet I will.
You know, I got an idea. Why don't we just walk out?
Oh, okay.
No. I'll just open the door, and we'll walk right out.
Yeah, and do what?
Hello. we'll walk right out and demand a little justice.
Oh, yeah?
I guess not.
Well, just come right out, Mrs. Bumstead and Mr. Titus. I'm going to book you now.
Oh, are you the bookie? Now, just you wait until we get in front of Mayor Snipes.
Yeah, you're going to be sorry you bothered to live so long.
We happen to know him very well.
Yeah,
I happen to know him very well myself. Mayor Snipes won't dare let you off.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. I'm Mrs. Snipes' favorite nephew, and around this town, what she says goes.
Well, it's about an hour later, and Dagwood has been scurrying around town trying to find someone who could help him get Blondie and Mr. Dithers out of jail. He is just returning to the city hall when a man who has been slouching against the side of the building calls to him.
Hey, chum.
Yeah, huh?
Hey, step into this doorway a second, will you?
Yeah, what? Come here a minute.
Here, have a toothpick.
Oh, thank you very much.
What is it you want? Could I interest you in a good lawyer?
Yeah. What's the matter with him? Is he a hot lawyer?
No, Matt, this is on the level.
Well, you're making it sound nice and crooked.
I'll explain it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've seen guys carrying signs that say, pants to match your coat?
Yeah.
Well, I got lawyers to match your case.
Yeah, huh?
Would you like to look over their pictures and diplomas?
Well, I'm in sort of a hurry.
Oh, you got time. Now, take this lawyer here, see?
Where?
The senator type.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely head of hair. Looks like Leopold Stokowski. And sounds like Gabriel Heater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a terrific combination.
He certainly looks honest.
Yeah. And how he fools him. He puts on a great show for the jury, and there's no extra charge if he wears a string tie.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Oh, you got time,
huh?
Now, this lawyer here, the young, sweet, and innocent type.
Oh, yeah.
This picture don't show it, but on a clear day, you can practically see a halo floating over his head. Why, he can have a jury treading water in their own tears.
Yeah. Well, I'll get in touch with you when I need a good cry. I've got to go in there now.
Oh, you got time, huh? Now, this lawyer here is the handsome type.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, yeah.
Big brown eyes, like a cocker spaniel. A sensation with women jurors. Oh, why, they just stare at him and quiver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I...
He's got stuff on a murder trial. Could you use him, chum?
No, I haven't murdered anyone lately. But
well, it's a bad habit to get into.
Yeah.
Well, look, chum. Remember, if you need a lawyer, you better get one before they raise you.
Ah.
I'm in this doorway from 10 to 1 and 3 to 5 on weekdays.
Yeah.
Sundays and holidays by special appointment.
Okay. Hey, by the way, what's so secret about this? Why are we whispering?
Well, I don't know why you're whispering, Jim, but I got bronchitis.
It's been very nice.
Oh, never mind. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Laryngitis. Gee, he sounded like a black market.
Hey, you, Bumstead.
Oh, Hello, Officer Joyce.
They're still in that there room there. Sorry I couldn't put them in cells, but we're all filled up.
Oh, yeah, huh? Well, that's too bad.
Just watch your step, Bumstead. I know what you're thinking about me.
No, you don't. It's worse than you think. Well, I'm back, Blondie.
Oh, Dagwood, they tried to put us in cells.
They're all filled up, so Officer Joyce suggested locking us up in the broom closet.
What did they say at the newspaper offices?
Well, they were interested and...
Oh, come in. Well, Mayor, it's nice.
Ah, yes. Hello, Mrs. Bumstead, and Mr. Bumstead, and Mr.
Thibault. Hello, hello.
Well, Mayor Snipe, I suppose you know that I was arrested because a piece of cleansing tissue blew out of my handbag.
Well, we've got to keep our fair city clean.
I was arrested because I hurt the feelings of that dumb clerk relative of yours.
Charge is threatening an officer. We've got to protect our police.
Oh, excuse me. I was under the delusion they were supposed to be protecting us.
You know, Mayor Snipe, for some strange reason, I haven't been arrested yet.
Well, occasionally there are slip-ups.
Yes.
You both should be glad to find out that Officer Joyce is right on the job. Yes, sir, that's the kind of policeman we want. There's very little that escapes him.
Except prisoners. Yeah, he's probably fine for arresting kids for bicycling on the sidewalks. But if gangsters were robbing a First National Bank, he'd... probably watch your car for them.
Now, Mr. Bumstead, you're being unfair to Officer Joy.
Oh, I'll bet his mother raised him on a dare.
Our policemen aren't supposed to snoop around looking for trouble, are they, Mayor Snipe?
Officer Joy does not snoop around, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not sure. Now, just a minute.
Hey, look out!
Oh. Officer Joyce does not snoop around, I'm sure.
Yeah, he shouldn't lean on the door while he's piecing the keyhole.
He certainly is a credit to our police force.
No, I ain't forgetting this. That's all I gotta say. I ain't forgetting this.
Well, I ain't neither, Officer Joyce. It's a memory I'll keep forever green, though.
Now then, what were you saying there tonight,
if anything?
Mrs. Bumstead and Mr. Jithers, this little incident was unfortunate. But in view of the situation, and inasmuch as I'm assuming the duty as mayor of this fair city, a duty I gave my solemn promise to the voters to fulfill to the best of my ability, and seeing as how there is at this time...
Mayor, we haven't time to wait for you to finish that sentence. Oh. We demand that you release us immediately and ask Officer Joyce to apologize.
And it's got
to
be a pretty flowery apology.
Yeah, he's got to get down on his knees and look sorry.
I am inclined to take a sympathetic view of this whole affair. When you come up before me, I'll give you both a suspended sentence.
Fine.
A fine? How much?
Bumstead.
Oh, now wait a minute, both of you. In that case, we'd have to plead guilty, wouldn't we?
Oh, just a formality.
Well, it wouldn't look nice in the papers. No, sir, Mr. Mayor, I'm not guilty and I won't plead guilty. You can either throw out the charge or throw me in jail.
I'm afraid it'll have to be jail. Yeah. You'll come up before me in my office in about 10 minutes.
Oh, Blondie, you plead guilty. Think of our children.
Why, sure, Blondie. Go on, take the rap.
Yeah. Well, we'll get your cake with a file in it.
No. My cake is made up. I mean, my mind is made up. Oh, Dad, would stop interrupting. Whether anyone likes it or not, I'm going to force Mayor tonight to do the right thing. I think I know how to do it.
Mrs. Bumstead, you are charged with violating sections of the city ordinance, which says it is unlawful to littering the street. Guilty or not guilty? Go ahead and plead guilty.
Yeah, go ahead, Blondie, please.
Yes, go ahead, Blondie.
Not guilty.
No, I see or do it with my own eyes.
Now, Sonny, that is Officer Joyce. Don't interrupt, please.
She's done it deliberately.
General Blondie, I'm here. Oh, good, Harry. Everything's all fixed, Blondie.
If you please.
Mayor Snipe, Mrs. Woodley was with me when I was arrested by that thing with the badge.
Hey.
Very well, Mrs. Woodley, you can tell your story.
Well, Blondie and I were going to the sale at Ormandy's. They usually have a swell sale, and I wanted to buy some slips and stockings. I wanted to see if I could get a cute little dress or something to wear while I'm working in my victory garden. You know, maybe sort of overalls with pink and blue ruffles on the suspenders. Not the overalls with the rivets on the pockets, of course, because they're so sparkly.
Mrs. Woodley, please get to the point.
Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, my victory garden, yes. Well, no, Harriet, about my being arrested, remember, dear?
Oh, yes, aren't I the silly one? You know, Herbert's always telling me I'm such a nitwit, aren't husband?
Oh,
Blondie's not guilty, Your Honor. It was an accident.
She done it deliberate, Mayor. And if you don't find her, I'll speak to Aunt Katie about this.
Now, Officer Joyce, please, don't get upset.
She'll give you what for?
Oh, I know it. But please, who's running this city, you or your wife?
Gee, a taxpayer certainly gets a lot of laughs.
Citizens, no more remarks, or I'll have to fine you for contempt of court. If you can read my mind, you'd fine me now.
Merry Snipes. If you don't let Blondie go, I'll fix it up for the newspapers to start a Release Mrs. Bumstead campaign. They'll make a big thing out of it, too.
Why should they do a thing like that?
They think it would sell more papers.
Perhaps I should reconsider this.
And Katie will be awful mad.
I guess perhaps I shouldn't. No, Mrs. Bumstead, I'm afraid I'll have to set...
Oh, now, just a minute, Mayor Snipes. Huh? Everything's ready, Harriet? They're waiting outside now, Blondie. Well, Mayor Snipes, I didn't want to force you, but I guess I'll have to. Would you mind looking out the window into the street?
Well, let's see. What are all those women doing there?
Look, there's Cora.
Gee, Blondie, practically everyone in the women's club. And they're all carrying handkerchiefs in their hands.
Hey, what is this?
Yes, Mrs. Bumstead.
Well, it seems that almost all of them have had some sort of an unpleasant experience with Officer Joyce. None of them got very far when they tried to bring it to your attention. But now they figured that if they could all get together, they'd get some action. If you put me in jail on this charge, they're going to let the wind blow those cleansing tissues all over the street, and you'll have to arrest all of them.
Oh, no!
34 of them. That means 34 women in jail and 34 angry husbands.
That's 68 votes.
Yes. That's what really hurts.
Mayor Snipes, aren't you feeling well, or is your complexion naturally green? On second thought, I decided to dismiss these charges.
Thank you. I knew
you'd
do the right thing.
You mean you're letting them go free?
Now, Bunny Cluck. I mean, Sonny Buck. It isn't illegal for me to laugh, is it? I guess not.
Mind if I join in?
And Officer Joyce, I'm afraid I'll have to give you a new beat. I let you patrol the Wildwood Lane section of town.
But that's practically out in the wilderness.
Oh, Officer Joyce, you'll look cute coming off your beat with an Indian arrow sticking in your hat. A fine way to treat your wife's favorite nephew. I won't stand for it. I'm turning in my uniform right now and resigning.
Your resignation is accepted.
Accepted? Okay. Wait till Aunt Katie hears about this.
May ruin my home life for a while, but I guess in the long run it'll be a blessing. It was already eating out of my ration book. And now, Mrs. B, would you mind buzzing the word around that I might be persuaded to consider to run for a seventh term?
Oh, not at all, Mayor Snipes. We'll be right behind you.
With both feet.
Uh-huh.